The comparative advantage model provides a clear illustration of the gains from trade. As you've seen, by agreeing to specialize and provide goods to each other, Tom and Hank can produce more and therefore both are better off than if they tried to be self-sufficient. The model also demonstrates a very important point that is often overlooked in real-world arguments. As long as people have different opportunity costs, everyone has a comparative advantage in something, and everyone has a comparative disadvantage in something. Mutual gains from trade apply to more than just individuals. They also apply to trade between nations. International trade is usually based on comparative advantage, and economists who favor free trade among nations do so because of the mutual gains that can be achieved.